course, get care here.
Hi. Erica Ruth is standing in Freedom House, holding a squirming infant.
Oh my gosh, you're huge.
Ruth is an addiction psychiatrist who treats this baby's mom and 10 other women, all of whom are here because they're addicted to drugs, usually heroin. Compared to many of Kentucky's addicts, these women are the lucky ones. They've decided to get clean, they've chosen a treatment path, and they've found help. And as detailed in a report released yesterday, that's difficult for a lot of the women who have become addicted and are pregnant, especially for those on Medicaid or the state's insurance program for low-income and disabled people. Treating these women for their addiction is difficult. There are two options, and neither one is great. The first is going through detox and going into treatment immediately after. That looks like severe vomiting, seizures, swinging body temperatures. Erica Ruth at Freedom House says it's not pretty.
The body isn't meant to be under that much stress while it's already under stress.
That can mean the woman miscarries. The other option is what's called medication-assisted treatment. This means that the woman stops using heroin and starts taking a prescription drug like buprenorphine, which replaces heroin and can be used to gradually wean people to abstinence. This option is also controversial. Jennifer Moore, the director of the Institute for Medicaid Innovation, says some of the babies born to these mothers will go through neonatal abstinence syndrome. She's also the report author.
The baby will be born irritable with tremors, seizures, have GI dysfunction, vomiting.
But going through that medication-assisted treatment is the path recommended by the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. And while some of the women at Freedom House chose that path, Moore's report says geography plays a big role in whether pregnant women even have access to those medications. She says in Kentucky, there are around 6 healthcare providers per 100,000 people that can give pregnant Medicaid recipients, or anyone, buprenorphine. That's not enough. I'm Lisa Gillespie in Louisville.